This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, we are almost there. The end of the week is in sight. I am here to put a smile on your face. We have an enormous show for you tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to discuss the Chi-Coms in Harvard, canceling Harvard visas, going after Harvard. But really, we're going to discuss trust, institutional trust, communists lying, the Democrat Party is completely in shambles, and actually that makes me a little bit fearful. I'll explain what I mean by that. Carol Roth is going to show up and talk about this interest rate argument Trump had with Jerome Powell. The GOP is trying to get Elon Musk back in its good graces. When you should actually show up at the airport, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder to you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything, and we will do it all in 3 hours tomorrow. But for now, before we do any of that, the Harvard or the Chi-Coms or whatever, I wanted to celebrate something before we go on and wade into some of the controversy and everything else of the day. June cometh. Hey, Chris, when is it? Tomorrow, the next day? I never know which months have how many days. Whatever, it's coming. It'll be here soon. I think it's May 29th today. It's coming at some point. June is coming. It sucks because it's summer and summer sucks. But we're not going into that right now. June has been extra sucky, pardon the pun, in recent years because June has been Pride Month. What, Chris? We can make jokes on the show. It's been Pride Month. The celebration of all things LGBT. Yeah,
there. Why are you gay?
It's been awful. I'll just go ahead and express my personal disappointment. Disappointment in so many things. But a couple just things on my mind. Last night, I was kind of listless, if I'm being honest with you. The whole family had gone to bed, and I wasn't ready to go to bed yet. Walking around the house, didn't know what to do with myself. Tried to read something, wasn't into it. Tried to eat something, wasn't into it. Just lost, a little bit lost at night. Happens from time to time. Decided I was going to turn on a movie. I don't hardly ever do that anymore. I'd been told there was this sweet new action movie on Netflix. I didn't even know what our login was, but I saw we were logged in, turned on Netflix, turned on this new action movie, a good shoot 'em up movie. Yeah, watched some people getting blown up. Took about 2 minutes for the first tranny to get introduced. It's friggin' awful. I remember the day I went down the Oreo aisle, the cookie aisle in the grocery store, because I love Oreos. As many pieces of key lime pie or chocolate chip cookies that I've had in my life, I don't know that there's a superior dessert to me than Oreos and a glass of milk. Hold them in there till they get a little mushy. And I walked up to the Oreos and they were all rainbow colored. Pride Month. Friggin' awful. Everywhere. We've had to endure this. And I want to applaud you for something. Because there's an article out today that I read. And, of course, it wasn't meant to fill me with pride or you with pride, but it did. The article, the title of it is from U.S. News, Guardian, actually. The title of it is Scared Advertisers and Flag Bans and Trump. The U.S. is in for a troubled Pride 2025. And libs of TikTok did some of the breakdowns in it. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to know that you did this. You did this. San Francisco's Pride lost $200,000. We're talking about advertisers, sponsors pulling out. Remember, every time you see some degenerate parade, it has corporate sponsorship. Corporate sponsorship. I'll go into why this happens in a moment, but either way. San Francisco lost 200K. Idaho, of all places, their pride lost 400K. New York City lost 25% of its support. Utah down 400K. Virginia lost its two major sponsors. Columbus, Ohio, $125,000. The pride parade, the degeneracy on display for your children to see, is being defunded. By who? By you. Because this is what happened to us. And this is how this filth got spread everywhere. The LGBTQ demon mob, as you know, we've talked about it before, through groups like the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, became, in essence, mafia-like enforcers, where they would walk into your company, they walk into Nike, just an example, and they sit down with Nike and they say, hey, we're here with the Pride Mafia. You are going to spend so much money next year. In fact, you're going to give us $1 million to do degenerate parades all across the country. And if you don't give us $1 million for our degenerate parades, we will give you a negative Pride score. Now, why would the CEO of Nike do this? Money. Why wouldn't he just say, get your fruity butt out of my office? Money is why, you see. Corporations need capital. They don't have vast quantities of money sitting there they can grab whenever they want it. They take out loans, then pay them back, and take out loans and pay them back. You need cash flow. You need capital. Well, big business capital, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, they control that cash flow. And if Nike gets a bad score from the HRC, Nike doesn't get that $100 million for a new facility they wanted. Nike loses money. So Nike feels the proverbial gay gun to their head, and they say, okay, here's $1 million for your pride parade. But what changed? Why stop giving it now? The gun is still there. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street still there with the same pink pistol. What changed? You changed. You changed your mentality, and you changed your behavior, and you brought your own gun to the table. Not a real one, of course. Please don't do that. Your gun was your wallet. For the longest time, conservatism, as it was known in this country, used lame, pathetic lines like, we don't boycott. That's not who we are. Only the left does that. We don't do that, guys. We're better. And we watched. We sat back, prided ourselves, if you'll pardon the pun. We prided ourselves on not doing anything while our culture and our country was ravaged by demons. I can't believe what these guys are doing. We'd never do that. Sitting there in our ivory tower, moral high horse, bragging about the fact we didn't get our hands dirty. But that doesn't work, you see. Especially when you're confronted by an aggressive army of degenerate demons. You cannot live and let live your way out of that. You can't laissez-faire your way out of that. It is very much a hands-on process if you want it to stop. You can't sit in the stands and point out the mistakes. You got to throw on the pads and get in the game. Oh, wait, I guess it's baseball season. You got to grab your bat and get on the I almost called it the field. Good grief. It is the field, yeah. Grab your bat and get on the field. You see, you started putting your money where your morals are. Now, when the LGBTQ mafia walks into Nike's office, and they point that pink pistol and they say, give us $1 million. It's not that the CEO is any more on your side than he ever was, but he all of a sudden has a decision to make. He can give that $1 million and they'll pull out the pink feather boas and go dancing down the street, waving their penises in your daughter's face. But they're also going to have a big sponsored by Nike sign there. And what now Nike understands is you and me, we will make purchasing decisions because of that. In the Kelly household, much as I love them, we haven't bought Oreos since that fateful day I saw the rainbow package in HEB And I cried my way all the way to the checkout counter. Oh, it's nothing to celebrate. It was simply a decision that my money's not going to go to that. You made those decisions with the movies you see, with the companies you don't patronize, when you boycotted Bud Light, when you got loud on social media. And now companies, for the first time in years, now they understand there are going to be consequences from the other side. And lo and behold, it works. It turns out when you get out of the stands and get on the field, you can actually win the game. Good for you and good for me. Let us continue. Now let's move on and talk about other things. Before we talk about other things, let us take care of the widows and orphans left behind. We still have cops being ambushed all across this country. Firefighters being freaking ambushed in this country. That's how gross it's gotten. This is all encouraged by the left. So what happens when that cop gets ambushed, doesn't come home? We feel bad for an hour. I bring it up on the show and then we move on. But the wife and children left behind don't get to. The husband left behind doesn't get to. He lost his wife. That's what Tunnel to Towers is there for, to hold those people up, to support them. And that's what you do when you support Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers is caring for the widows and orphans, the Gold Star families, the fallen first responder families, and they've only ever asked for $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. Go. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. I'm just really, really thrilled to be here today talking with you. This is it's a real joy for me. And we are discussing, well, we just were discussing cultural victories that we've won because we're putting our money where our morals are. Now I want to discuss Harvard. What's happening at Harvard and why you should even care? Why should I even care? After all, they're certainly never going to let me in. I didn't qualify, never would, and wouldn't even want to go at this point in time. But what's happening at Harvard? The Donald Trump administration is blocking international students at Harvard. They're going after students who have showed up in the United States of America and engaged in campus radicalism and activism. Now, before we go on, I want to be clear about two things. First, I have said before, I'm being very honest about my motivations here. I have said before, the tangible thing, not conceptual philosophical things, the tangible thing you could do to ensure the United States of America continues to be prosperous and continues to exist for another 500 years, the best thing you could possibly do would be to take our top 50 universities, fire every single staff member, raze the buildings to the ground, and eliminate the university entirely. I don't say that because of my disdain for higher education, as it's known. I say that because I understand our top universities have been conquered by our enemies, and they are now institutions used by foreign and domestic enemies to ensure the destruction of America. Our future CEOs, senators, and presidents come from Harvard and come from Columbia and come from all these places. And so if our future CEOs, senators, and presidents happen to be communists where they learned that evil at Harvard, well, then Harvard needs to go away. Now, that's the first thing I needed to get out of the way. And the second thing I need to get out of the way is this. I mentioned foreign just a second ago. Foreign enemies use these universities as spy hubs. This is well known. And honestly, I was about to say in intelligence circles, but anybody with an iPhone and the ability to read knows that foreign intelligence organizations, they love Harvard. They love NYU. They take their, quote, prized students, they recruit them into the intelligence network of that country, and then send that trained intelligence operative into the United States of America to do several different things. Two things you would obviously recognize. First would be information gathering, intelligence gathering. That's a big part of it. A second part of it is spreading dissension, spreading propaganda. You show up in America, you've been trained by Chinese intelligence. Of course, everyone thinks you're just yet another smart Asian on Harvard's campus, but in actuality, you are there to spread anti-American, pro-Chinese filth everywhere you go. These are well-known things that happen. By the way, if you'd like a little confirmation, this is courtesy of Brianna Morello, the Chinese Communist Party's spokesman. Name is Lin Jian. I don't know if I said that right, but I only speak American. He responded to Trump kicking out Chinese students with visas. And this is what the Chinese had to say. Quote, the U.S. decision to revoke Chinese student visas is fully unjustified. Citing ideology and national security as a pretext, the move seriously hurts the lawful rights and interests of international students from China and disrupts people-to-people exchanges between the two countries. China firmly opposes this action and has protested to the U.S. over the decision. Why would China pitch such a fit about that? It got so bad that the spokesman for the Chinese Communist Party put out a public statement against it. What do you think that is? Do you think China really is just, they're really into the people-to-people commerce that comes from sending their students here? Of course not. China has been establishing a well-known footprint on America's college campuses for a very long time. That's part of the reason you sent your baby girl, your beautiful baby girl with values, off to Harvard, and you got her back after a year with half her head shaved. She gained 250 pounds and now hates your guts and won't come home for Christmas anymore because the Chinese are there ensuring that they destroy generations of Americans. This is why we have a Pakistani student going on CNN talking like this.
This isn't a war they're making just on international students. It's a war on higher education at large. And in the end, the victims will not just be students. It will be almost everyone associated with higher education. Right now, it's at Harvard, and we'll soon see it expand over to other universities, and then maybe it will go on to researchers and then professors.
Yes, that's wonderful. I'm thinking about putting that permanently on the soundboard. We should be at war with higher education. Now, maybe that makes you cringe. Maybe even you're a product of higher education and you're proud of it. Maybe, as I said that, maybe you winced. Maybe you're staring at that degree from Yale that hangs over your desk and you're proud of it. Well, let's be clear about something. You should be proud of it. You worked hard for it. But let's also be clear about this. I'm correct. Higher education in this country has declared war on the country, and we must declare war back. I will continue in a moment. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, when it comes to war with Harvard, maybe you're not comfortable about the reasons they're giving. Okay. All right, I'm going to give you that in a moment. Trump spoke out about this a couple of times.
Harvard is treating our country with great disrespect. I'm looking out for the country and for Harvard. I want Harvard to do well. I want Harvard to be great again, probably, because how could it be great? How could it be great when you have Harvard announced 2 weeks ago that they are going to teach remedial mathematics, remedial meaning they're going to teach low grade mathematics like 2 + 2 = 4. How did these people get into Harvard if they can't do basic mathematics? How did they do it? I mean, people with 1600 on their boards don't get in, and they're letting people in, and they're bragging about how they're teaching them basic mathematics. Where did these people come from?
They come from communism. Remember, the conquest of America's university system, definitely its higher university system, was not something the communists stumbled into on accident. Oh, whoopsie, did we take over Harvard? Wow, this is great. Communists are masterful at identifying and then seizing chokeholds of power. Choke points, if you will. In battle, in war. We always talk about war stories, history stories on this show. What's one of the reasons, have you ever heard me talk about or read a book about or heard someone talk about an army moving with speed and why that's important? Some of the most famous, greatest generals in human history were famous for their speed, the speed with which their armies moved. Alexander the Great was infamous for it. He would always show up someplace. Genghis Khan, it may be the thing he's most famous for. You think you're fine and boom, his army's at your doorstep. That's a good point, Chris. Germany, the Germans, especially in World War II, how in the world did they get so much done? France, get that far into speed, move, fast, quickly. Why is that a thing? Because when you move faster than your opponent, what it allows you to do, on top of other things, is grab critical places that are necessary. So if you're the Mongols, and you know you're about to go to war in the mountains, you better get to the high ground before they get to the high ground. And if you do, you're going to win. Communists operate the exact same way in your society. Every part of your society is not equally important. So the communist will identify the parts that are most important, and they will grab them. Well, where do our CEOs come from? Corporate America's been dominated by communist filth. How'd that happen? Well, Where do you think you go from Harvard, from Stanford, from Yale, from NYU? You attend that university because you know at the back end of that 4-year, 8-year grind, however long you're there, there is probably a pretty sweet corporate gig waiting for you somewhere. These corporations, if you're the Merrill Lynch of the world, where do you think you're looking for your next financial talent? I have a clue for you. They're not looking at Pima Community College where I attended. They come from universities, higher universities. The communists realized that. And so did the Chinese. In fact, so did every international organization that hates us. And they realized the power of the dollar and the power of the university system. So they went and they seized these universities with money, making sure their curriculum, their professors, their administrators, real America hater types, were hired at every single level. Now they take in the best and brightest, and they spend 4 years treating America like garbage. And it's not just domestic students. They'll do that internationally. Organizations like Harvard will go grab some dirt ball from Pakistan and bring him in and teach him for 4 years about how bad America sucks. That's what they do. Trump was right about this.
I want to make sure that the foreign students are people that can love our country. We don't want to see shopping centers exploding. We don't want to see the kind of riots that you had. And I'll tell you what, many of those students didn't go anywhere. Many of those students were troublemakers caused by the radical left lunatics.
Now, I've actually seen it today. And I've seen it for the past week as this political war on Harvard has heated up. I've seen some people, allegedly, on our side complaining about that. I don't like when a president singles out a university. Oh, what if the next Democrat president does the same thing? As if that's something they haven't been doing. Okay. But here's the thing, again, about war. And we've discussed this many times on the show. It is not a two-way decision. It is not. It is a one-way decision. If someone wants to fight you, declare war on you, you don't get a say. You're at war. It doesn't matter whether you don't want to, don't think it's necessary, don't have the time for it, the energy for it. None of those things matter at all because you are completely cut out of the decision-making process. If someone wants to fight you and they walk up to you and they punch you in the face, you're in a fight. It doesn't matter that you didn't want to. You're fighting, so you better ball up your fist and start slugging. America's higher education, after being conquered by the communists, declared war, an internal war on the United States of America, and more specifically, let's be honest, declared war on you, the Constitution, and the American right. They declared that war quite openly. So now war it is. And that's why they're so desperate to protect these institutions. Headline, federal judge temporarily blocks Harvard, blocks Trump from banning Harvard's international students. And I know you're going to find this shocking. Her name is Judge Allison Burroughs, and it looks like she got her hair cut at Cost Cutters right next to me. What a surprise. Probably hopping in her Subaru Outback as we speak. Why are they so protective of all these international students? Why do they want Harvard to continue with these people?
This isn't a war they're making just on international students. It's a war on higher education at large. And in the end, the victims will not just be students. It will be almost everyone associated with higher education. Right now, it's at Harvard, and we'll soon see it expand over to other universities, and then maybe it will go on to researchers and then professors.
Whatever these organizations were, maybe you even attended back in the day, they're not anymore. They are hostile entities, and every day they are after you. They are training and grooming the next generation of America's leaders to hate you, to hate this place, and use their positions, whatever those positions may end up being, congressman, senator, running a company, it doesn't matter. They are training generations of America's youth to operate against the United States. And so if you're uncomfortable with how or why the Trump administration is going after these people, that's fine. I get it. But someone had better go after these people, because you cannot allow a hostile entity to operate with impunity inside of your borders. You cannot survive as a country when your best universities hate the country. That doesn't work. No country in history would even allow such a thing, and neither should we. Now, let's move on and talk about other things. We are going to talk about trust. We'll do a big thing on that. We'll talk about a fear I have with Democrats. I'm going to first get to some emails and clear out some of those. But I want you to trust me really quickly on something. Because when we get to trust, we're going to talk about our medical institutions and how and why we lost some trust there. You know what I trust when it comes to pain? I trust Relief Factor. Because Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. I believe in natural ingredients. And Relief Factor works. It works on pain. The pain that plagues you, that holds you back, that brings you down. The pain that is sucking your life away. The pain that makes you dread getting up out of bed, up from your desk. Makes you dread walking up the stairs, down the stairs, bending over. Try Relief Factor for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, just don't order anymore. It's 3 weeks. For $19.95, you get 3 weeks of it. You take it every day. It'll build in your system, and your pain will fade, fade, and then disappear. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you missed our Monday show on Memorial Day, our Memorial Day special show, all 3 hours honoring the fallen, that's where you can find them. It's all free. Just go download the whole thing. It's all free. No charge for any of it. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how huge my hands are. Actually are. We have so next hour we're going to bring Brandon Weikert back on, one of our favorite foreign policy guys on the show, and we're going to bring him on to discuss specifically the Trump Netanyahu Iran, I don't want to say rift, but maybe I should just say rift. It's been reported in recent weeks that Trump is chafing against Netanyahu. This conversation happened earlier today.
Did you warn Prime Minister Netanyahu against taking some sort of actions that could disrupt the talks there in a phone call last week?
Well, I'd like to be honest. Yes, I did. Next question, please.
The Senate Republicans want to push.
It's not a warning. I said I don't think it's appropriate.
What exactly did you tell him?
I don't think it's appropriate. We're having very good discussions with him, and I said I don't think it's appropriate right now.
We're going to talk about that with Brandon Weichert in about a half hour, 45 minutes from now. But we're setting all that stuff aside, and we're going to go to the emails. Jesse, I'm not a doctor. Oh, the subject of this one is trans athletes. I'm not a doctor, but what I've heard is that biological men begin in the womb to develop a very different bone and muscle structure, which continues as they develop as children. This gives trans athletes an advantage, which can only be addressed in sports by offering a third category, men, women, and open. As the controversy only seems to be about males who can't win in the men's category, let them compete against each other. If it were straight men allowed to compete in an open category as well. Okay. All right. Says I can say it. His name is Bill. And so, Bill, I'm going to attempt to pre-soften this blow by saying, I get what you're saying. Now, I want you to walk me through this scenario, a scenario that almost happened last night. We budget in the Kelly household. We have an Excel spreadsheet. We know what we take in. We budget we can eat out this much. You can go to the movies this much. We budget, okay? Last night, remember I told you earlier in the show, I was kind of wandering around the house, just kind of listless last night. I decided I wanted a gun I don't need at all. In case you're wondering, it's a shotgun, a combat shotgun. It's not that there's no use for it, but I don't need one. I have one already. I don't need this one, but I saw it and I wanted it. It was, I think, $899 last night. Let's say, now I didn't buy it, but let's say I had bought it. Now, I don't need to ask my wife's permission to buy a gun. I've done it before. I'll do it again. But that's usually anything like that, we would discuss it. Hey, I'm going to buy this gun. Any issues why I shouldn't? If I'd bought that gun last night, it would have kind of violated a protocol we have in the house. Let's say I bought it. Nob comes to me and she says, you just bought an $899 gun and you didn't even let me know? What are you doing? Now, who's in the wrong there? Me. So in that moment, I can choose, after she confronts me with my evil deeds, I can choose to say sorry, or I can attack her. Hey, I asked you repeatedly to make your spaghetti with meat sauce last week. You didn't make it once, so don't talk to me about a gun and some. And then we're fighting, of course. We'd have an argument. And at the end of the argument, if the argument ended and I apologize and she apologizes, who really won? Well, I won. Because I did something wrong, and yet I got her to give ground when I gave ground. So me, the bad guy in this scenario, if we end up neutral, I win. Why should there be an open category for dudes pretending to be women? You are a male or you are a female. That is how you were made. It has been decided. It's completely out of your hands. And there's no such thing as a trans anything. Athlete, adult, child. The very idea that you can transition is bonkers and not true at all. I don't care how many things you inject into your body. I don't care how many pieces of your body you have a doctor chop off or add. You will never, ever, ever be a male if you're a woman. If you're a man, if you're a man, you'll never be a woman. If you're a woman, you'll never be a man. Ever. Why should there be an open category? An open category gives ground when you should not give ground. We don't need to find some sort of a neutral third option for people who are having mental illness issues. What those people need is help, genuine professional help of some kind. They don't need affirmation or confirmation of whatever new bonkers thing they've gotten into their heads. They need care and they need help. They don't need to be abused. They don't need any of that stuff, but they need real, genuine care. They need people, parents, friends, school administrators to come alongside them and say, look, I know you're going through a tough time right now, but you're not a chick, I promise, and frankly you don't want to be one, so stop pretending. Do we need to get you some help? We can get you some help. The last thing those people need is their own special category of sports, so we can watch these dudes who are clearly dudes go out there and pretend to be women. No, we have to stop negotiating and trying to find a middle ground with evil. There is no middle ground with evil, and evil won't accept that middle ground. You realize that. If you could offer that to every one of these psycho trannies in the country that's trying to beat up women on the sports field, if you were to offer all of them a third open category, the majority of them would not take it anyway, because they're not there for that. They're there to dominate and destroy. That's why they're there. They don't want the third category. They want to invade your daughter's locker room. That's what they want. Stop giving ground to demons. No ground. No ground given at all. Oh, but maybe we should. No. You're not. Sorry. Go get some help. Period. All right. Now we're going to talk about trust in our institutions before we get to Brandon Weikert. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about the ability to stand firm. How do you stand firm when confronted with insanity and lies? Well, arm yourself with knowledge. Hillsdale will help you. You know that? Hillsdale's handing out their knowledge free. What an amazing thing. This university is not a charity, nor should it be. Yet they offer more than 40 of their courses, their online courses, free for people who listen to my show. They have courses on really anything you're looking for. Do you want to really understand capitalism more? They have one on that. 7 lectures. You know more about capitalism than 99% of the country. History, the church, the Roman Republic, free, no cost. They're giving it to you. You could take one this weekend. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.